Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 6. God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is Episode 3, A Kingdom of Priests Who Witness, written by the Reverend Dr. Gerhard Michael. We start with three Bible passages. Isaiah 43, verse 10, where we are told, "You are my witnesses, declares the Lord." And then later in that same chapter, verse 21, "The people I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise." And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But you are a royal priesthood, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." What can help us witness faithfully and effectively? If we priests are going to be effective witnesses, we will undoubtedly need to be keen observers of the people with whom we wish to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Without being with them, listening to them, and getting to know them, how will we know how best to connect with them? And in being with them and listening to them, what might we learn about them that calls for our witness? Might they be discouraged or lonely? Perhaps they are facing health issues that pose more questions than answers. Are they struggling with a relationship? Confronting a difficult decision in the workplace? Might they be burdened by the guilt of past mistakes? Or might they be totally indifferent to the spiritual side of life, focused only on the here and now? What if they are quite religious, but self-righteous, confident because of their moral behavior they can face the bar of God's justice unafraid? Might they be prospering, thinking their success is the guarantee to an enjoyable future? By listening to and cultivating a relationship with another person, we can shape our testimony to relate with her or him in ways that meaningfully connect us. We won't be people with a canned sales pitch who totally miss the hearts and minds of those with whom we are speaking. By listening carefully, we will be able, through God's grace, to share the good news of Jesus sensitively and appropriately. The beautiful reality is that we have excellent news to tell. Peter speaks of us proclaiming the arteus of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The English Standard Version translates arteus as excellencies, a word connotating noble characteristics. Other versions translate the word as mighty acts. The Greek word actually embraces both aspects, the qualities and the actions, and that it is most helpful. It tells us that we have a Savior whose all-sufficient character is such that he can handle any situation any person might be facing. Think of Jesus' qualities: compassionate, wise, powerful, meek, faithful, loving, responsive, caring, forgiving, encouraging. The list is endless. His traits are all-encompassing. Most encouraging is that those qualities get expressed in words of wisdom and hope, forgiveness and love, and in deeds of kindness and compassion. Jesus heals the sick. He restores the sight of the blind and hearing to the deaf. He multiplies the loaves and fishes to feed the multitude. He stills the storm and raises the dead. The light of the world brings people out of the darkness of fear and sin into the sunlight of new life. Jesus is indeed worth sharing. It is important for us to remember that our witnessing is indeed not only in the world, but also in the church. We believers are still this side of heaven, and we find ourselves on occasion slipping from saintly behavior into sinful conduct. Without the loving witness of fellow Christians to correct and encourage us, we can easily fail to promote our Lord. But with that loving witness of others, we are strengthened to proclaim the wondrous news of our Savior. My friends, as you relate with other people, what needs do you observe that call for your witness? And then as you tune in to the needs of others, for instance, to guilt, anxiety, fear, or loneliness, how might you share Jesus' excellencies, words, and actions in response to what you are hearing, sensing, and learning? Here's a great idea. Read one of the Gospels and note how it reveals our Lord's character and the way he manifested it in words and actions. And then how can Jesus' all-sufficiency enable you to be his witness with confidence and loving concern? Please pray with me. Open my heart, Lord, to sense the needs of others, and fill my heart with your love, that my mouth may express the fullness of your grace to those around me, for your name's sake. Amen. Thank you for joining me on episode number 3 of season 6. Up comes number 4, Not Yet Seeing But Believing and Rejoicing. Until then, God be with you in his mission.